Welcome to another episode of Game Dev Chronicles, where we dive into the fascinating world of game development, preservation, and the tech that powers our beloved games. Today, we're taking a nostalgic trip back to a classic, LEGO Island. That's right, folks. We're discussing the recent decompilation development of LEGO Island version 1.1. Let's start with the basics. For those who might not remember, LEGO Island is a 3D adventure game released in the late 90s where players could explore, build, and even rescue a pizza delivery person. It was groundbreaking for its time, especially in how it encouraged creativity and exploration. But let's face it, as with many older games, keeping them playable can be a challenge as technology evolves. So, what do we mean by decompilation? Well, it's like taking apart a LEGO set and examining how each piece fits together. The goal of this project is to create a functionally complete version of the game that matches the original machine code as closely as possible, essentially giving new life to a beloved classic. Now, as I mention this, you might think, what's the point of going through all that trouble? That's a great question. The hope is that this decompilation will allow enthusiasts and developers alike to modify, enhance, and even port the game to other platforms, making it accessible to a new generation of players. This is really about preserving gaming history. Here's the current status of the project. Both icel.exe and lego1.dll have been fully decompiled, and the team behind this effort claims they're functionally identical to the original versions. However, they're still polishing the code to improve accuracy, naming conventions, and documentation. And though there might be some bugs to work through, the game is reportedly fully playable with the binaries derived from this project. Isn't that exciting? Now, let's talk about the technical side for a bit. The project relies on the CMake build system, which is key for organizing the compilation process. They recommend using Microsoft Visual C++ 420, the same compiler used to create the original game. If you've ever tried to run an old game on a modern system, you know how tricky it can get. For anyone interested in diving into this decompilation, the instructions are laid out pretty straightforwardly, but there's one thing to note: paths with spaces in them can cause issues during compilation. If you're not a developer, that might sound a bit dry, but it's just another example of the quirky challenges faced in the world of game development. And here's something intriguing for our listeners. If you want to contribute to this project, the team welcomes help. Whether it's coding, bug fixing, or enhancing documentation, there's a place for you in the LEGO Island community. Imagine being part of the team that revives a piece of gaming history. How cool is that? To wrap up, this decompilation effort of LEGO Island not only highlights the technical prowess of its contributors, but also demonstrates the passion of the gaming community to keep old classics alive and kicking. It goes to show that, even years later, there's still a vibrant interest in exploring these digital worlds. So, what do you think? Would you dive back into LEGO Island with this new project in mind? Or perhaps you have your own nostalgic gaming memories that you'd love to see preserved? Reach out and let us know your thoughts. That's all for today's episode of Game Dev Chronicles. Remember to like, subscribe, and share your gaming stories with us. Until next time, keep playing and stay curious.